Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Ross, speaking of Kyrie and Kevin Durant, Magic Johnson, the legend, he tweeted, as he's wont to do, about their, you know, how what type of tandem they are when they went down 0-3. Rob G, tell us what Magic tweeted.
Magic Johnson, the right-hand dribbler himself, tweeted out,
stop
quote,
it, stop it. I've the best point guard in the history of the game.
I've seen some of the best duos. Me and Magic got beef. I've seen some of the best
big
duos.
But the two are Lakers.
You
fan.
Got beef. Magic don't even know you.
Yes,
so
I've seen him at El Pollo Loco one time, and he gave me the side eye. All right.
Did he give you the brother nod or no?
No, he just looked past me because I'm like, you know, I'm
really?
Like a foot and a half shorter than him.
Magic will just say hi to everybody.
He tried to say his name was EJ. I'm like, dude, you're Magic Johnson. Like, everyone knows who Magic Johnson is, trying to act like
you should have told me, hey, I'm producer of the Odd Couple with Chris and Rob.
He would have said, yeah, okay.
He would have gave you love.
He's like,
he
no. He's
maybe
like,
bought he's like, you some baked wings.
No, he said that's a black show, so that he knows I'm lying. So here's what
I do miss the – I will say this. I do miss the baked wings from El Pollo Loco. Y'all know I used to go in there probably 3 days a week at
yes.
least.
Yes.
Get
right.
their baked
looking
wings
for a
and a
discount from
you know
what I mean?
Right. And then Rob boycotted, and then like Chris, like, I can't go back no more. So
see,
that's what happened.
You got to back me up. I don't know. Are we a black show? Is this a black show?
That's what people
no,
tell me.
No, we're a show for all people.
No.
Huh?
We are a
we're
show.
We're a black
for
show,
all
Rob
people.
G. What do they say? You work on the black show.
We got
show?
A Mexican producer. How are we a black show?
That,
we got a
they don't know
producer.
That. They think Alex is black.
No, they know. They know.
They think
and Alex
too?
Clearly is white. Nobody thinks he's black.
I do.
The voice, I'm telling you.
He's got a great voice. What are you talking about?
That is a great voice, but you can tell he's white.
Are you saying because
he's in anime? People think you're black sometime when you call.
Hey, why are you taking shots, see?
I'm not taking a shot. I'm just saying. Let's not act like, see, this is, let's not act like, it's not 100%, but a lot of times you can tell
a person's race by their voice, particularly black.
Not all the time.
Not all the time, right. Not 100%.
In my early days, I would call black women to their house when you used to call their house phone to try to, set up a date or talk to them or whatever.
They thought you were white?
And their mother would say, there was, I think, some bill collector called for you. And then she would say, like, who? Like, what are you talking about? She said, some guy named Rob Parker. Because she couldn't believe I used my last name.
Wow.
So she thought I was, and then, she said, I sounded white and I used my full name. So I didn't call and say, yo, what's up? Is Tracy home? I would say, hey,
and that's
is
good.
Tracy there? Yeah. Can I speak? It's Rob Parker. Can you tell her to call me back, please? So they thought I was white.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought. Your voice doesn't sound white to me. I wouldn't.
Rob G thought I was white originally, but absolutely, that's another story. Go ahead, bro.
All right, so go ahead, Rob.
So here's the Magic Johnson tweet. He said, quote, I've seen some of the best duos that have ever played in the NBA in my 40 years of being associated with the league. After watching the first three games between the Celtics and the Nets, I'm wondering if Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are a good fit.
I don't know if he's talking about when shots don't go down, no one's a good fit. And I think if they're winning, does he still say that? I think it's just a byproduct of where you are in the series. I don't think if they won those first two games.
But Rob,
I'm just trying to, because a fit, Chris, whether you win or lose, and hear me out, okay? Just hear me out. We knew that Westbrook wasn't a fit before they played a game. That's what I'm trying to say. That wasn't a second
he's
guess.
An extreme version.
No, but I'm trying to use the point
he's
that
not
it wasn't
a good fit with a lot of people.
It wasn't a guess after they got off to a bad start or after the season got off to, and then you go, oh, I don't think they fit. Everybody kind of knew that they don't fit. I don't think that Kyrie and them, when they played together, they're 13-3. I know that they haven't played a lot, and I know a lot of things have been there.
Is that true?
Yes, they're 13-3.
When those two played together, Durant,
or
Kyrie?
Or maybe the big three when they were together.
I mean, that's a different animal.
No. But Rob G, find out what those two
Harden's
are.
Gone.
And they've only played 45 games together or something like that. It's like a small number. But they have a good record. So I'm just saying, I never looked at those two and thought that they didn't fit. I thought that KD doesn't have to have the ball, like some star players. Kyrie's not afraid to take big shots. I thought they complement each other. I don't look at their style of play and think that they don't go together or they're oil and water. That's all.
Well, I hear you on that. I just think saying if they will come back and win this series, are you going to be saying that? Of course. And if Boston goes on to win the championship, everybody's going to be in love with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So I just don't think, I mean, of course, if stuff like that happens. But I agree with you in that you don't look at their styles, because Kevin Durant can pretty much fit with anybody. I mean, he fit with Russell Westbrook. And Russ obviously was a different player. He's a little younger than, obviously. Right. So Durant, just the nature of his game, catch and shoot, not a ball dominant, he can pretty much fit with anyone. So I agree, Rob, stylistically, there's no issue with them. I think the issue with those two, and this isn't that they're a bad fit, I just don't think either of them are leaders. I think Kyrie is a very strong personality, and which, a lot of leaders need to have, but I just think he makes a lot of decisions that aren't, like, it's not being a leader. I haven't seen great leadership qualities from him. Kevin Durant, I think, is a guy that kind of wants to just ball and do his thing. And, so I don't think either one of them are great leaders. And I think that's their challenge. I think the things that ail them, Rob, are, it's not their game or the way they play. It's just, I mean, Kyrie, Rob, I've said it. The only person I think can really stop Kyrie is Kyrie. Whether it's taking a time off here and there, just for whatever reason, whether it was not getting vaccinated. Even now, I think, and I'm not, look, more power to him if he wants to go on his fast or Ramadan and all that. That's certainly his right, and I don't begrudge him at all for that. But watching Rob, he looks like he's out of energy. Like Kyrie, we've talked about it. Nobody can really, for the most part, stop him. But he's kind of being a bystander these last three games. He's 2 for 5, 7 points. He's not bringing the ball up a lot of the time. Sometimes he is, but Bruce Brown, Goran Dragic, Kevin Durant, they're bringing up.
Right. Then?
I just wonder, Rob, is he a bit zapped of his energy? Obviously, he's not eating until I think 6 o'clock or dusk is when you can eat. And it might even be it's just dusk, so I don't know if it's an exact time. But I think the things that ail these two, Rob, are more off the court. And I said it last week or 2 weeks ago. I said I think KD, who should be the Batman, kind of has a Robin mentality. And Kyrie, not these last three games, but in general has a Batman mentality when I think he should be the second guy. The one thing I'll say about Kyrie in this game, I don't think he's like a great setup guy. He's got the handle of a point guard. He certainly can make great passes, but I think he's got the mentality of a two guard. And he's not a great setup point guard. I don't even think he's ever averaged 7 assists a game. So Durant, you know, somebody like that would be a good fit with Durant. But I do agree with Rob. I just think stylistically, Kevin Durant can pretty much fit with anybody. I think it's more their mindset and the things they do off the court, particularly Kyrie.
I just wanted to give you the Ramadan says you can eat, Chris, before sunrise and after sunset. So it's in between those hours you're fasting.
Before sunrise and after
sunset. So you could have an early breakfast, right? And then at sundown, right, sundown, sunset, you could still eat. So I don't know if he's not eating before the game. And what time is sun? Because now
sundown. I got
sundown,
a funny story about Ramadan, Rob.
Yeah, tell me.
My brother was a Muslim for about 8 or 9 years.
Was he?
Yep. In college, he joined at Howard University, became a Muslim. And I didn't know much about Islam.
How did
I'm
that
a
go
senior.
Over about with the family?
It was tough. Yeah. It was tough.
No, I'm just
he
asking.
Wasn't celebrating holidays.
Right.
He was
I know
he was
mom and dad
holier than
like,
thou.
Right.
Yeah, and he would admit that he was holier than thou at that point. And he was a black Muslim. He was in the Nation of Islam.
Okay.
And so I didn't know much about Islam. I'm a senior in college. I go to visit him at Howard University. He's a new Muslim. And so he's celebrating Ramadan, right? And they're not eating. So one night, I was going to go to a meeting with them, a Muslim meeting at Howard, and he and the rest of the Muslims. And so I was like, look, man, he was in class. I was like, I'm going to go get something to eat. I wasn't doing Ramadan. So I was like, I'm going to go get something to eat. And will I be able to eat it in there? And he was like, yeah, you should be able to eat it in the meeting. You know, that's cool. So,
what?
Rob, I didn't know anything about the Muslims at that point. I didn't know they didn't eat pork or nothing, right?
But I could tell you that they probably weren't happy about you
restaurant.
About you eating in a meeting. I know that.
I go to a soul food restaurant. I get some ribs and all the other stuff. And I'm in their meeting. It's probably about 30 people in there. And I'm eating ribs in the meeting. And everybody's kind of I asked them, though, before I got in, I said to the brothers there, at the door, I said, hey, can I eat inside? They were
You're
like, yeah,
eating
cool.
That nasty swine in front of us?
I was eating. And everybody's kind of looking at me. They're polite, but they're kind of looking at me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in the back. Right? I didn't know, though, they were looking at me because of the pork. I just thought they were looking at me because I was eating.
No, it was
and
the pork.
It,
that's
later
what I was
on,
thinking,
I realized,
right.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sitting in there in a Muslim meeting eating ribs, pork ribs, in front of them. But it was hilarious. Later on, once I realized it. But, yeah, so I do think – doesn't he look a little – and I'm not blaming. Hey, do what he wants. But he just doesn't seem to have the same energy, Rob. I mean, this is Kyrie Irving we're talking about. And he's being
it doesn't seem from game one, it seems like definitely different. When you get ribs, Chris, do you name them? Do you name – I usually
no,
call
No, you
ribs.
Name your ribs?
Yeah, I usually call them
Are
Porky
you serious?
Before I eat them, yes.
Porky?
That was for Alex. Yeah, Porky.
I didn't like that, but thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
LeBron watching these playoffs with excitement, with bated breath like the rest
baited,
of us.
Bated, or is that bad breath? Which one?
I don't know about all that. I ain't been close enough to him to know if the breath is bad. I doubt it. But Rob G, read LeBron's tweet to us. I think from an island. I saw the Instagram. It looks like he's on vacation enjoying himself. But here's the tweet.
Yeah, LeBron got this tweet off over the weekend. He said, quote, I can slash will not miss the postseason again for my career. Exclamation point. This ish hurt. Okay, back to watching these games.
Here's my issue, Rob. And look, you know I'm from Northeast Ohio where LeBron is from. Yes. I know LeBron, like LeBron. I don't know why he doesn't listen to me. Because, Rob, this never works for LeBron. Never. Remember when he, first of all, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five.
Not five.
All the way up to seven.
Not six. Not seven. I really believe it.
He was
right.
Not seven. Not six. Not five. Not even three. And it didn't work. Now, two is nice, but it didn't work out what he thought he was going to do. And then, Rob, first year in L.A., activating playoff mode. They promptly go 8-13.
What was the exact thing he tweeted, Rob G? Do you remember?
Well, he said it. I think he was interviewed. I don't know if it was a tweet.
But
I know he said it
mode,
in an interview.
Playoff
he was
mode
activating
activated.
Playoff mode. Yeah, something like
playoff
that.
Playoff mode activated.
And they went 8-13. And then, you know, before this season, keep that same energy tweet that everybody remembers. Rob, this is when it works out for LeBron. When he went back to Cleveland.
And Chris,
said
we should do that. In 2019, after LeBron said that playoff mode activated, the Lakers actually went 3-12 before they were officially eliminated. 3-12 after that proclamation.
Wow. Because I know they went 8-13 with him before he shut it down.
But it was
I didn't know at one point it was 3-12.
It was 3-12, and they were officially eliminated right after. So in the 15 games after saying that.
Yeah. And when he went back to Cleveland in 2014, Rob, he wrote in SI.com or Sports Illustrated, I'm not promising a championship. It's going to be a long process. And lo and behold, 2 years later, they got a championship. The first year, they go to the finals. So, LeBron, remember, Rob, when he went to Miami? And everybody obviously was crushing him. And he took on that villain persona. Remember that? Like, he took it on. And obviously, that didn't work out. He melted down in the finals. And afterwards, he was like, that's not me. I can't be that guy. I was getting outside of myself. And, you know, he gets back to being his normal self. And they win the next two. So, I don't know. I guess LeBron just gets caught up sometimes, Rob, and just it's like he's got this impulse to tweet or say something like this, but this really isn't him, and it never really works out for him.
And he doesn't have to do that. Just go do it. You don't have to say anything.
Right.
Really, you're on vacation. You got knocked out of the playoffs. You don't even have to do that. We expect that if you're still playing, Chris, going into the year 20, you expect to win a championship, right? I mean, that would be the only thing we would expect from him.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
especially when you got another star with you, AD.
Right. Otherwise, why are you still playing? You're not on some also-ran team and you're just trying to, retire there and hang out and teach the young guys. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what
you're
doing.
There is Kareem's record, but.
You know, but I'm saying.
You're right. I mean, we know, of course, this is LeBron James, been to 10 finals.
Right.
Of course he's not liking this and enjoying this. So, yeah, I just think, it just hasn't worked out. It's not like you could even say, well, that's just your opinion. Well, I'm just giving all the facts. And so we'll see, but I'm not moved by this. It doesn't make me think, uh-oh, the Lakers coming back great next year. If they don't make the right moves, Rob, and if Anthony Davis doesn't get healthy, they can miss the playoffs again.
Yeah.
They can. I mean, because you look at the West, everybody that was above them is going to get better. When Denver gets back Jamal Murray, they're going to be better. The Clippers, when they get Kawhi Leonard, they're going to be better. New Orleans, if they stay healthy and get Zion, even if they don't, they're going to be better, clearly, from the way they're playing in the playoffs. Portland will be better if they're healthy with Damian Lillard. They won't be great because, they gave up C.J. McCollum, but they'll be one of those teams, I would think, kind of competing for a play-in. Not going to get any easier. Minnesota now is – this experience is going to help.
What about the Pelicans when they get Zion back?
Oh, no, that's what I just said. New Orleans.
And Chris, if the Suns get this derailed, right, won't they have an axe to be ready to go next year?
I mean, they're definitely going to be better. Yeah, they're going to be a playoff team regardless, right?
No, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. So you just don't need to. Because, Rob, here's the thing. Let's say LeBron comes back next year, 20th season. Doesn't make the playoffs. Doesn't say anything, but doesn't make the playoffs. Nobody's killing him. This is 20th season, right? He will have passed Kareem. All that'll be fine. But now you've given your critics fodder, right? So if he doesn't make it next year, people are going to point to this.
Well, just like we pointed to keep the same energy.
Right.
He did that, Chris, after most people said that Westbrook wasn't a fit. Right?
Right.
Most
you're right. You don't come out and say that, then people aren't really – they're like, okay, hey, it just wasn't a fit, and what could LeBron do and all that. So you're right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com.
tirerack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I think both Philly and with Harden and Brooklyn with Kyrie, they got some serious thinking to do when it comes to these long-term contract extensions. I really mean it. Like, and I've got my feelings on him, particularly Kyrie right now, and I'll save him till, you know, the Nets are done. But I would not just be like, hey, we got to pay him. Because I think the way those, particularly like in Harden's case, Rob, what's that contract going to look like in 4 years? But, 3 years? Chris, 2 years?
You're too logical, and I'm telling you, I'm going to sit here, right now, and tell you they will both be signed the contracts despite what you see. What you're saying, it makes 100%.
How can you sign Kyrie to a long-term deal? I'm sorry. You can't. I especially if we went out in the first round with you.
Right.
Like, I'm like, where are we going with you? And here, and Rob, I think they have some leverage. Because, first of all, because of Kyrie's quirkiness and, you know, taking off here and there, and a lot of teams feel this way and wouldn't give him the long-term deal. And then everybody knows, Rob, he don't want to be anywhere else. So if he doesn't want to, like, he wants to be in Brooklyn, and he's a handful to handle. Can you imagine if he's somewhere he don't want to be?
Yeah. No.
I think they have some leverage, because I don't know that any team's going to throw a max offer at him.
Chris, I don't think that these teams, because it's a business and they got to sell tickets or whatever. These guys, under normal, they're so afraid that if they don't sign them and that they if they pass on them or whatever, that's how these guys all have gotten these contracts without fully, to me, like, deserving all of them, or they look at their numbers. James Harden is with Daryl Morey there, Chris, I guarantee you signs a new crazy $60 million a year contract, and you're going to say, how? It will happen.
Nah, Morey loves him.
Chris, what he'll do is,
unless they go to the finals or maybe the conference finals, he'll probably bring in D'Antoni and think he's going to get the old James Harden back.
Yep.
But it's going to be interesting. I mean, what does that mean for Embiid? Obviously he's going to play great, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how he would fit in a D'Antoni system. You know? But Kyrie, Rob, if I were the Nets, I would sit down with Kyrie after this season, and I would say, look.
You mean tomorrow? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Probably, right. And I would say, we'd like you to opt in. Because we're not, if you opt out, we're not offering you a long-term max contract. We may offer you what you're making, what you're scheduled to make this year. And opt in, let's see how it goes next year, and then we'll go from there. But, and again, I think, Rob, they'd have some leverage because he doesn't want to go anywhere. And even if he's like, you know, nah, I'll test the free agent market. I just think it's not going to be what he thinks because of the quirkiness, because of the uncertainty, I should say, the unreliability. And Rob, and you know, I got nothing but love for the way Kyrie plays. He is, I think he's going to be somewhat iconic just because of his handle. And, you know, he is a great individual player. Boston's better without him. They're better without him. Because I don't think Tatum and Brown would have emerged like this. And they certainly, he's not the defender that Marcus Smart is. And so I just don't know that there's going to be like teams lining up. I remember when he was a free agent with Durant, a lot of teams, Rob, were like, we'll take him if we have to get Durant, but they weren't really interested in him by himself. So you
don't think he'll be signed by anybody? So you're saying
if they're like, look, we're not going to offer, if he opts out and they're like, we're not offering you a max deal, do I think he gets signed somewhere?
Right.
I think he would end up going back to the Nets on some type of maybe like a 1-year deal, maybe a 2-year deal with a team option or something like that, or okay, player option or something. I mean, what would you do? I mean, and I know you're saying and weigh that in. Like, would you just be desperate like some of these gyms? But
yes,
what would you do?
Because we've seen the deals that they made.
How could you sign Kyrie, though?
I understand, Chris. You're using logic. The same way you've said for years about some of these contracts and 10-year contracts, you know they're bad contracts when you sign them, right? You know ahead of time, and they still
do it. You talking about baseball?
Yeah, like even a baseball contract.
Well, yeah, but
you know they're bad.
That works.
You know they're bad, and you still sign them because you're like, well, if I take the first 5 years and this is what I need to do to get them, I'll just eat it, and I'll have to deal with it, and it won't be the same. But I want to make a move. Albert Pujols going to the Angels. It's good for a couple, 2-3 years.
Yeah, that was
the last seven was bad.
If that, Rob,
it was good for a couple years.
I don't know that he was really ever the same as he was in St. Louis.
I have to look at the numbers
briefly.
I'm going to say
Pujols is really interesting, Rob.
Numbers are ridiculous.
His career numbers are fantastic.
But it
feels like the last decade of his career was disappointing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shows you how good he was in St. Louis. Like, the numbers he put. And he actually did have some pretty good years with the Angels. But,
am I right?
He had some pretty good ones, but it just felt like, you know what I mean? It just seemed like he was never the same since he left St. Louis.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.